The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Understanding your immune system and the complex work happening inside you every day will forever change the way you think about your body. This is the epic story of Immune, a journey into the mysterious system that keeps you alive, a new book by Philip Detmer, founder of the popular YouTube channel Kurzgesagt. Filled with illustrations and information you didn't get in science class, Immune is available wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Welcome back to the Cosmology and Science Podcast. My name is Richard and I'll be your host today. And in this episode, we're going to talk about a new discovery we had now. We're going to keep building on the topic of the redshift of the distant galaxies, which is also then the premise for the theories about the expanding universe. So we came across a new scientist, a new paper. His name is Gabe Langhout in the Netherlands. And he wrote a paper 5 years ago called The Bright Spot Dark Hole Theory. It's just three pages, but it is doing the math on exactly these things that we were talking about last year with Chris Brown about the idea that the distant galaxies are, the light from them are gravitationally redshifted. And if you think of the gravity field that is influencing the light, it's not only the galaxy that is far away, let's say 10 billion years away, but you have to look at that galaxy as the center of a sphere where the surface is, or the radius is the observer, meaning us, the Earth. So the total mass that is influencing the light from a galaxy 10 billion light years away is this enormous sphere with a radius of 10 billion light years. Everything within that sphere creates, and this goes to the Newton's shell theorem, goes into creating a gravity field that will stretch and redshift the light. And the maximum distance because of this effect will then be what we call the observable cosmos, the observable universe, the radius of that, which is then somewhere around 13.8 billion light years away. That is the maximum limit for the light before it's redshifted into infinity. So we just want to say it already. You can download this paper at awpodcast.com/science. So awpodcast.com/science. And then you can look at it. You can go through. The math is very simple. You just have a couple of equations. And then you can double check and see if this makes sense. It's a very interesting theory. It's also nice, this whole, the way of looking at this as kind of the bright spot, meaning that what all you're able to see wherever you are in the universe, given that we have kind of a much bigger one or maybe an infinite universe, wherever you are, you can only see it to a certain radius because stars and galaxies outside that radius will be, then another sphere will be too big so the light will not reach you. So this is kind of, if you move to another part, you will have another sphere that you can see because that's kind of close enough to you so the light is not redshifted. Okay, so, and it's also nice to see this extra point that also when we see the redshift and how at exactly kind of before 14 billion light years away, the redshift starts to go way straight up because you get this towards infinity. You can see it very easily with the equations that when the radius goes to kind of this, also which coincides with the critical mass of the Schwarzschild radius, then it goes straight up, which is why like some people interpret this as that then it seems like the galaxies are moving so fast and maybe space is then expanding faster than light comes at least partly from interpreting this fact. But if you look at it just as gravitational redshift, it fits perfectly into the equations. And there are many really kind of nice things that are falling into place if you look at it like this. So one thing we did last year, and we kind of went through all the equations and calculated this precisely, is that if you look at the estimated density of the visible cosmos, and you treat that as a black hole, the mass of a black hole, then the Schwarzschild radius, kind of the boundaries of the black hole, is exactly the same radius as what we have as the visible cosmos. Another way of seeing this is also that if you take the light speed and divides it with the Schwarzschild radius, so you have like 300, well, like 3 up times 10 in the power of 8, and then you divide it with megaparsecs, 4,231, which is the radius of the visible cosmos, you get 70,905 meter per second per megaparsec, which is the Hubble constant. So this is what Hubble discovered, and this is what's described in, at least if this theory is fully correct, then that is expressing this the same effect that you take the light speed and the radius of the visible cosmos, and then you will get this constant. So a few more things to say about this. If this is correct, then the hypothesis of an expanding universe will be more even more questionable than it is today, and then also the whole age of the universe will be solved in many ways. For example, that we have just 200 light years away, we have the star Methuselah, which is first was seen to be 16 billion years old, and then it's downgraded into 14 billion years old. You also had Einstein was he strongly objected to the idea that the universe was only at the time about 100 years ago. The estimate was between 10 and 20 billion years, and Einstein thought this was much too short a time span to create these giant structures that we are seeing in the cosmos. So, and then also other things like dark matter, dark energy, all these things are kind of, it will influence how you would look at these aspects. So I just hope someone out there will look at the paper, go through, just double check the calculations, because if this is all correct, then we can start looking at other things and we can start lots of new discoveries. So that would be huge boom for new kind of research and discovery of the cosmos and understanding of the cosmos and many other discoveries as well and research. So just going to say two other things that kind of spins out of this is still the spin of the galaxy. We're going to be doing some research on that. That if you also look at the mass of the galaxy as a sphere and not as just a disk, then that might solve the issue about the spin rotation of the galaxies. So we're going to work more on that. And then you have this last thing that kind of sticks out a bit is the cosmic microwave background radiation. How to interpret this if the universe is not expanding and you still have this 2.7 Kelvin background radiation, that there might be other reasons for this. But we also we're going to do research on this, for example, the Unruh effect that is in the book of by Chris Brown that we looked about last year. So that's all we're going to say for this one. We just want to share this great news, and also a big thank you again to Gabe Langhout who sent us the paper, and we're having some conversations now. And It's also interesting to see this is 5 years old. This is nothing new, or it's not very new, but it's still, there is a simplicity in both the model and all, or many of the issues that it is solving. So with that, we're going to wrap this one up. Hope some of this is interesting, some food for thought. And again, please download the paper at awpodcast.com/science. So with that, thanks for listening and see you again in another episode.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.